What is up, ladies and gentlemen? I want to just share some news with you that I heard today while I was searching through my Twitters and my Facebooks. I found out that the NBA is drafting. Now, I know what you're saying. You're like, Saturnino, the NBA is always drafting. Every year there's a draft to pick players to play on teams. Nope, this is a different kind of draft. The National Basketball Association is looking at the esports league. They are partnering with NBA 2K. They want in on that whole esports league money, all right? Because that's starting to be a big booming business there. And what they're doing is, right now, I think they're drafting like 102 players right now for 17 of their teams. Eventually, they're going to have an esports team for each actual team in real life, IRL, as the kids are saying. So what this means here, if you're really good at NBA 2K, if you're playing right now, there could be a chance for you to make a living off of it. You could look right now, they have salaries of $64,000 to $70,000 a year. And what this includes is you've got insurance, you got retirement, you could have sponsorship deals and housing. Now, with the housing, you're like, wait, but I own my house, or I live with my parents, or whatnot. Like, no. They will relocate you to whatever team drafts you. Because like I said, each one of these esports teams will be representing an actual team on the NBA roster. So if the Lakers like your style, they like the way you push the buttons and you're doing the combos and whatnot, whatever is going on in NBA 2K, I don't play a lot. You will relocate to Los Angeles, to the main hub. They will pay for you to live out there while giving you money to play this video game that you're good at and that you like. Now, the reason for this is they don't want their teams separated all across the US. No, they want them in one central location. So, like, say you have like your team of 9 people all on the same exact server that's like 1 terabyte a second or whatnot. And then you have that one player who, say, lives in Central Texas, and they might have, like, you know, Suddenlink that's always cutting in and out, is, like, lagging like crazy. You always have to reset your modem constantly. Yeah, I'm talking about you, Suddenlink, all right? That's all you. No. They wanted to make sure that everybody who's on their LA Lakers esports team to be location, their location is to be in Los Angeles. So right there, you get a place to stay with your awesome contract, your salary, your medical, and your retirement. Like, how? So next time you're just on your couch playing 2K and like your significant other or your parents are like, oh my God, what are you doing? That's all you ever do. You tell them you're training. You are training, all right? You're an athlete now. Like, you are just preparing. This is your off season. You are preparing for the combine, which is what they have. They had tryouts. Like, actual tryouts, like, where you're tested on everything, all right? This is serious stuff right here, because like I said, you're getting, like, 70 grand a year. I don't make 70 grand a year. Why didn't I pay more attention to video games? I mean, I like video games, but there really wasn't anything I was too good at. Now, if they made, like, a WWE SmackDown Know Your Role League, then, well, bring it on. I was the king of that game right there. Man, I really need to write WWE and see if they got something like that. I would, you know what? I would love to do that. But yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is what it's about right now. This is, if you don't know what you want to do with your life, guess what? We live in that age where you can do whatever it is you like, whatever you're passionate about. And right now, there's a lot of kids out there, a lot of grown kids who love to play NBA 2K and who are good. Y'all can make money. Go for it. Get your money. All right. So what NBA eventually wants to do with this, so if you're drafted by either the Mavericks or LA, they want to eventually make little arenas. Like, think of like those indoor soccer zones where people will come and watch you play during the actual NBA's offseason. They want this to happen when the NBA is done with, when the championships are over. They want to transition right into this little esports league. They want to put this on their website. They want to put this on TV, probably on NBA Network, whatnot. And they want people to come and watch and cheer these teams on. So I don't know how it's going to be. I wonder if eventually it'll turn into like, you know, this esports team is going to like be on the road also, if they're going to have that kind of schedule. Because Shoot, man, that is like awesome. I mean, I'm not, like I said, I'm not good at NBA 2K, but I have two kids and I feel like I want to be the next LeVar Ball of esports. Right here, you heard it here first. I'm trademarking that. I am going to be the LeVar Ball of esports. My boys, oh, they're going to be the greatest. You're going to, they will not sleep. They will be training every day with the NBA 2K. I'm going to buy them the best controllers. Ooh, they're going to know how to play it on joysticks. They're going to play it in PlayStation VR. They can be able to do it all right here. Saturnino Ball. My kids are going to be training since day one. I'm going to make my own little team. Babe, you hear that? We're going to be shooting out little NBA 2Kers right now. Making that money. Making that esports money. All right? If you don't know what you want to do, we live in an age where you can find something you want to do. All right? Damn. So what do you want to be when you grow up? So, did you ever have that cousin growing up that just used to like bite people all the time? Or maybe you were that person that enjoyed taking a chunk out of somebody else. Well, another interesting job I came across today was a woman named Dr. Dot. She is a bite masseuse. Yes, you heard that right. She gives massages, but they're with her mouth and she bites them. She bites the people. Like that little, little playful bite where you just kind of, it's not like anything where you break the skin or anything. It's just, you feel it. She makes money off of that, ladies and gentlemen. And you're probably all thinking that is the weirdest crap I've ever heard. Like who would ever let another person put their mouth on them without any kind of, sexual gratification? Well, people like Mariah Carey, Katy Perry, Kanye West, Justin Timberlake, they've all visited this woman, all right? Her sessions, I believe, are anywhere from like $120 to $250 an hour. She's making that much money to put her mouth on Mariah Carey. Like, I thought you would have to pay Mariah Carey to do that, but no, Mariah Carey's paying this woman to do that. Once again, I feel like I'm in the wrong profession, but then of course you get that thing. Well, what if you get Jonah Hill after he got done running, wanting to get like a mouth massage, not the good, I guess, I don't even know if it's good or bad. I don't even know what to think about this, people. Did she use like a mouth condom? I don't understand. And apparently the way she got into this when she was little, she had like playfully, like she was five, she playfully bit her mom on the back and her mom was like, oh, that felt good. Like, no, what? What? Like, that's just, ugh. No. My child bites me, I smack him in the mouth. I give him that little pop. Like, don't do that again. That's ridiculous. Put some hot sauce on your mouth. You better settle down. But she's making a living off of it. And apparently there's like some science to back it up. Apparently it relieves stress, tension in the shoulders, and gives you good blood pressure. I don't understand, people. There is literally a job for everyone. If you're at this point in your life where you're just like, what am I doing with my life? Go find something. There is something out there for you. Whatever you like to do. You want to be a chinchilla wrangler? That's a job somewhere. All right, go do whatever it is you want to do. This woman massages people with her mouth and she's not a sex worker, ladies and gentlemen. That's all I'm saying right there. So once again, just think about it. What do you want to be when you grow up? All right, this has been fun talking to you. I mean, what are some crazy jobs you've heard of that you just don't believe are true, but they are? Hit me up on Twitter, Instagram, at Botho315. If you're using the Anchor app, call me. What do you want to do? Maybe you're just like, hey, there's something I want to do. Like, talk about it. Let's hear. Maybe it's actually a job out there for you. Because apparently you can make money off of playing video games. Apparently you can make money biting people. It's out there, folks. All right. Well, y'all have a beautiful, blessed day. I will talk to y'all later. Adios.